Welcome back to RSN Central. We've got a very special guest from Abacus Auctions, who are great supporters here at RSN. And I was interested to hear Max last time he was on the show here with Michael Felgate, Max Williamson, who joins us now, about the auction items that they get and some of the great sport memorabilia that you can purchase online as well. And Max joins us. Good morning or afternoon to you, Max.
Good afternoon, Gareth.
Tell us a little bit about your business once again and what you can actually offer for the people out there that love their sport and need something for their pool room.
Well, we have sports auctions about every 3 months. We not only horse racing, but cricket, football, Olympics, all sports really. We get some things directly from the competitors and other things mainly from collectors or the families of people. One of the people who contacted us after we advertised last time was the niece of Farlap's jockey, Bill Elliott, who lives up in Queensland. And she rang and said, I've got a program that my uncle sent my father from Agua Caliente, Farlap's last race. Is it worth anything? And I said, the last one I sold fetched $12,000. And there was silence on the phone for about 20 seconds.
So what's the most expensive item that you've ever sold at your auctions?
The most expensive one I've ever sold was the fourpence swan that's upside down.
Okay.
Which sold for about $140,000.
There you go.
But I've sold other big things. I mean, one of Farlap's baggy greens for about $400,000. Dan Kelly's pistol fetched about $200,000. So we get all sorts of interesting things in our auctions.
Some of the racing items that you have to auction off, what would be the most prized possession right now that you think, if I said, all right, Max, you're going to tell me which do you think you can sell for the most over the spring carnival, what will be the most popular horse racing item?
There's two things in the sale which are really extraordinary. The first is the program of Agua Caliente, Farlap's last race. But it also comes with the envelope in which the jockey posted to his brother. And it's posted from Menlo Park. Now, that's the exact place that Farlap died, and it's dated 11 days before the death of Farlap. So Farlap would have actually died while the program was going across the sea to Melbourne. So having the program, it's signed by the jockey, and he's also on the race book page, he's written one and the time of the race.
So how do you identify that is actually real?
Well, it's come from the niece of the jockey. So, and it was sent to his brother, and it's never been on the market before. Well, we know the program's real, and the provenance suggests that it's absolutely genuine.
Okay, so looking forward to that. When can we buy it?
It's on Sunday, the day after the Caulfield Cup, starting at 11 o'clock. We've also got Michelle Payne's old saddle cloth that she wore on Prince of Penzance when she won the Melbourne Cup.
So how did you get that?
Well, the Jockeys Trust auctions off the winning saddle cloths to raise funds for the trust. And someone, one of our vendors, has bought the last 8 Melbourne Cup winners, including Michelle's one. They've still got the mud on them from when they raced. And if you turn them inside out, you can still see the horse hairs on the inside of them. Plus, they come with a letter of authenticity from the VRC. So,
What about some other sporting items? Obviously, we love our sport here on RSN. I see that you got Dougie Walters' baggy green and New South Wales caps. Now, is that right? Because Dougie Walters was my old man's favourite cricketer.
Yeah, he was everyone's favourite, particularly in Sydney. Everyone on the hill absolutely loved Dougie. And both the Australian baggy green and the New South Wales cap already have bids on, which doesn't surprise me because he's always been one of the most popular players. I think we all love a larrikin.
Yeah, we do. A beer and a smoke, and he still hits sixes.
Merv Hughes and the guys who've got a bit of personality and play up to the crowd.
Yeah.
Even Adam Gilchrist. I mean, I was surprised at the roar that he got when he walked out onto the MCG. Much bigger than all the other players. He was adored. And I think Doug Walters was in that same category where the crowd just absolutely loved him.
We're joined by Max Williamson from Abacus Auctions here on RSN Central. Max, what's your most popular sport?
The most popular sport for collecting is actually cricket. Cricket's the big gun.
Yeah.
I think it's the nature of the game where the test matches are played over 5 days and the people who listen to them often have a study with cricket gear around them. A lot of them who listen to cricket also play cricket and they play over successive weekends. So it's a patient person's game, and they love collecting, you know. In football, what happened last year is already forgotten, yeah. except for Richmond, you know. But in cricket, what you do in a test match is important. Even 30 years later, they're still talking about what people did in test matches. So cricket's a different sport in that sense, that you're part of history, a history that's going back to 1877.
Max, I was interested to read in the Herald Sun recently that Dusty Martin, if he signed a jumper, what was it worth, he wanted $250 to sign a jumper. Like, how much would his signature be worth?
Well, in auction, that's probably a fair price for what yep. one of his signed jumpers would fetch. It's worth much more if it's one of his worn jumpers. Yep. Now, you're talking real money if it's match worn.
Yep.
Some of the clubs actually auction those off after matches to raise funds, etc. But the real collectors are really only interested in the match worn jumpers, and the signature doesn't really add much
too
to
much.
Those.
No.
It's the fact that it's worn on the field. And again,
So it's a myth, Max, that the local sports people or the cricketers and the AFL players get upset if you ask for your jumper that you purchase at the store to be signed, because it's actually not putting that much value on there.
No, I mean, most signed jumpers in our auction, they go for between $100 and $250 for yep. a signed jumper. Match-worn jumpers, we've recently sold the collections of Greg Williams and James Hurd. Match-worn jumpers are a different kettle of fish, particularly if it's a big game, an Anzac Day match, or particularly a grand final worn jumper yeah. is spectacular.
So how do we go about, if I've been at home, I've got some family that have handed down some items for me, and you think, well, geez, I wonder how much that's worth, and can they give you a call to have a chat about how you go about that if you're interested in selling some sports memorabilia?
Yes, that's all how it all starts. It's either an email or a phone call when they say, I've got something interesting. Sometimes we need a bit of time to make sure they're genuine, particularly if they're claimed to be match-worn, because it might be a Melbourne-looking jumper, but it could have been worn by a country team wearing yep. the same jumpers, or a suburban team, because all my clubs when I was a boy all had VFL jumpers of one sort.
And how do you go about getting contact?
Well, the provenance, where it's come from.
Yep.
Some of them, only a few of them actually come with a letter from the player. Sometimes we actually contact the player involved. We once had a jumper, a John Kennedy's jumper from Hawthorn, the Hawthorn coach. But we had his jumper. And the Hawthorn Museum guy brought in John Kennedy to actually check whether it was his. And he felt in the buttons there. And there was he said, oh, that's mine, because my yep. mum sewed a little St. Christopher in there. So that was his actual...
How much did it go for?
Well, I can't remember. It didn't sell for a lot, but it was bought for the Hawthorne Museum. And they had been sold at one of their auctions years and years ago, and bought by one of the under-19 players yeah. who never went on to play a senior game. And then he had a heart attack and it came up again. But, some people go to extraordinary lengths yeah. to check that it's a real thing. But we try to be very careful that what we're selling is what it's claimed to be.
No, I'm looking forward. I'm going to have a look now at the catalogue. And you can do that at rsn.net.au and follow the links there for the Abacus auction items there, especially the horse racing section. And you go online on one of the auctions on Sunday. Is that right?
It's a public auction, so it starts at 11 o'clock at our office in Glen Waverley.
Yep.
If you can bid live by telephone, or the best way is to actually, if you can, come to the room, or yep. you can bid beforehand over the internet.
Channel 7 Cube of Mark Stevens signed, how much would that be worth? I'd be top dollar. I'm thinking around 50,000, Max. So he's on the line right now, so I'll see if I can do a deal with him. Max, thank you very much for joining us here on RSN Central.
All right.
There's Max Williamson from Abacus Auctions here on